Blog Talk Radio.
Frisky's World.
It keeps getting better here.
With natural wild-caught tuna. It's new Frisky's Wild Favorites.
Frisky's Farm Favorites with real farm-raised chicken.
Delicious for real.
Feed their fantasy. Frisky's.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Petito.
I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
When you don't know just what to do.
Just what to do, just what to do.
If what you're feeling is really true.
Is really true. Really true.
Just keep your ideas safe and sound.
Safe and sound, safe and sound.
That's exactly how change is found.
Change is found, change is found. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Jerry Petito Show. This is a product of WBNN, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. We are now on air from Lagos, Nigeria. Guys, call in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join this conversation. Brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. You will not want to miss this show. Everyone and anyone who knows me knows I am the author of I'm Not an Addict, I'm Just an Ass. I'd rather be a smartass than a dumbass, guys, because 31 years ago, I was a dumbass. But through the grace of God, 31 years later, I can honestly say I am now a smartass. And yes, the word ass is in the Bible at least 40 times. It means donkey. And if you don't believe me, you could ask my guest. I have an incredible guest here with us tonight. I am so super, super excited. Anyone who knows me also knows how much I love God, right? Well, this guy rocks. Listen, the airways to heaven, honey. Walter Santos. Say hello to everybody.
Hey, how are you, man? I think, can you hear me all right? The subways, the taxis, the buses, they're driving me nuts out here.
You're crazy. Yes, we can hear you great. Listen.
Okay.
You know, I am super psyched right now about tonight's show. I got to interview you once before. I got to meet you, man. I got to be in the church listening to you sing your doo-wop, your gospel doo-wop. I love everything you represent. But you know what I love most? Your story.
What's that?
Your story.
That's it. That's
and,
the story.
And
you know what? That's his story.
What? That's his story. So, Walter, listen, I want you to do me a favor. You've got the mic. Within the next 15, 20 minutes, the mic is yours, plus we'll be playing some of your tracks. And then after that, we'll take phone callers. We might take one in between. I'm not sure about that yet. But here's what I want you to do. Tell everyone, please, your incredible story. You know, go back to when you didn't even believe in the man. Talk about it.
Yeah. Oh, man, what an honor it is to be here with you, Jerry. I mean, yeah, we are, you know, I mean, think about our former life. And that, today I like to put my story as I'm a taxi cab for Jesus because I used to drive a taxi in New York City. Man, that's a whole nother story. But, you know, back in the day, I was born, my name was Ludwig, just like the world-famous drum company, Ludwig. It was a German name. And I was born right in New York City, you know, in the surrounding areas. And I think I lasted about 9 days with that name, and then I was farmed out. My mom couldn't hang on to me. She gave me up for adoption, and I became a Santos. And automatically I became like this Spanish kid in a mixed neighborhood. You know, there was blacks,
oh.
There was Puerto Ricans, Chinese. It was a real kind of cross-section of what heaven's going to be like, man. Everybody that God created was in this neighborhood. And so I started doing my thing, running all over. And I didn't know who I was, where I was going. I started growing up, and I didn't have a family unit. The mom that brought me home, her name was Nettie Santos, and she got divorced from my father, so she had no other kids. It was just me and her. And so I took my life out to the street. And I started hanging out with all the kids in the neighborhood. And before you know it, I was I had this rhythm going in me. You know, it would just be oop, bop, shoo-be-doo, bop, 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 bit-it-bit-bit-bit. And so I started playing hand drums, and I started playing parade drums. And I would take drums home from the school, and I would just play. And music became such a part of my life. It was like woven into my fabric. And then by the time I was about 13, I started playing Latin percussion. And I started playing with all the groups on the street corner in the park, where I'd break out these conga drums, and then I'd play bongos and cowbells and timbales, all these exotic instruments. And the music was like fire. It was like liquid fire burning in us. And we would turn it out. I mean, people would gather around, and we'd have party after party every night. And then I started to hear these voices coming out of hallways and subway stations, and it just voice, no instrument. And they would hit these harmonies, and they'd be singing songs like, I want a Sunday kind of love, doo-wop-wow-oo, a love that will last when Saturday's gone. And they'd hit this harmony, and I would just say, what is that stuff? And the guy would tell me, that's doo-wop, man. That's a cappella doo-wop. And so I was drawn to all this incredible talent. It was like another universe, you know, and I was in it. A lot of people couldn't identify, but it seems like I identified right from the get-go. And I started down this trail, this highway of music. And it's just so funny, you know, at the same time I was trying to kill the pain inside me, because I did have pain. Life was, you know, it wasn't like that doo-wop song. Life is but a dream. It's what you make it. Life was like a friggin' nightmare, you know, with my feelings. Because I didn't know who I was, where I was going, no family unit. You know, I've watched these shows on TV where the Bill Cosby show, kids would come home and the mom and dad would be eating. Everybody was nice to each other. And I didn't have none of that, man. I was all messed up. But the music kind of took me to another place. And so I started, and I started with this band. And before you know it, they said, we got a gig. And I went to the Carnegie Hall, and I started playing on stage. And bam, I knew where I was supposed to be. And that launched me into the jazz world. And I started playing all over the country in jazz clubs with what they call the Chitlin set. And the hardcore musicians out there would know what I'm talking about. I was working in Detroit. I was working in Cincinnati, Columbus, Ohio, in New York City, Newark, New Jersey at the Key Club, working with all the top people. I started playing in this band called Charles Erlin. He was known as an organ player like Jimmy Smith, and I was playing Latin percussion. I'd show up, and then I went on the road with Weather Report. They were the number one jazz group in the world, started playing all over the place. But at the same time, my appetite for drugs increased, and before you know it, I was graduated to heroin. And the minute I touched heroin, it was like bam.
But wait, I want you to hold that right there, because
I'm holding.
Because that's different than what we were just talking about with the music. Now we're going to get into that. Let's do this first. I want everyone to hear how incredible you are. So we are going to play a track next by our International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, Brother O. And he is our honeybee, baby, DJ Brother O. Let's have the track.
Late at night, when I'm on the
Amazing. I have chills. Walter, I have chills. Okay, that was amazing. Listen, before we talk about that song, because we have to, and before we talk about the rest of your story, I have a little surprise. I want to bring on a surprise caller for you, okay?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, let's bring him on. Hello.
Is that Walter Santos singing over there?
Is this my parole officer?
No, but I know him very well, and he's been looking for you. This is Joey Provolone.
Joey Provolone.
The West Side Hudson City. Yeah, I'm the lead singer for the West Side Hudson City Street Boy. You remember?
Oh, my
In Manhattan,
God. I don't remember. You were the guys that used to have the bad breath.
Forget about it. People recognize me. You know what I mean? Hey, that song was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Oh, me and my producer did that in Los Angeles.
All right, look, I'm not going to stay long because I know you guys got a lot to talk about. I got one question for you there, Walter. Are you auditioning anybody?
Am I
auditioning?
I'm just waiting for the bank to back up my checks.
Hey, I got some great marketing ideas if you want. You know what I mean? Pull me in, you ain't got to pay me nothing, all right?
Not even by the month. I'm making monthly payments.
Hey, this is great. I got this idea. Listen, what do you think of this? Called the Acapella Chapel of Love, you know?
Wow, that's original.
Chapel, and we're going to get baptized. What do you think? We could do that.
I think we need to get baptized in the Holy Ghost. That's a good idea.
I'm loving it. Hey, I got to tell you something. You gave me chills. I love the way you sing, and I love your whole concept about bringing the Lord into the music, and God bless you.
But wait.
Thank you, my friend.
Don't you go anywhere. Don't you go anywhere. Tell him who you are.
I
introduce
guess,
yourself
you,
to Walter,
kidding me?
Mister.
This is What's My
Name.
All right, Walter. I'm a very good friend of Jerry's. My name is John Monforto. I'm a multiple celebrity impersonator, among other things. And I actually have my own show on the station. So I called in just to have some fun with you.
Wait.
Oh, man, it
was
beautiful, John. God bless you, brother.
But wait. He was also named, because I don't want to get this wrong, okay, by a former Philadelphia mayor, if I'm correct, the official Philadelphia Rocky impersonator.
You're making me feel funny there, Jerry. Come on.
Man, that's beautiful. You know, you got to come with me sometime, John, down to my friend's gym. He's down on Kensington Avenue. He was in the movie Rocky.
I could do that.
He was the cut man.
Well,
he was the cut man.
Oh, he
in
was
the
cut man. Cut me, Mick.
Yeah, his name is Buddy Osborne. It's called The Rock. It's on Kensington Avenue. He helps all those drug addicts out there. You would get touched to the
God
core if you came with me sometime.
Hey, anytime. You know what? Give Jerry your info. I'll do it.
Yep.
Come on. That'd be great.
Okay,
what?
Yeah,
he
I'll take you down there one day.
John,
right.
Walter
Thank
lives
you.
In my town. Do you believe this?
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
Wow.
He's 10 minutes from me. Fast.
That's perfect.
Amazing.
Well, then we're going to hook up
we'll
soon,
get together.
Walter.
All right. I
God
love
bless
you.
A pleasure, my friend. Nice talking to you, brother.
Thank you.
You.
God bless you.
God bless you, John.
Walter, you know what? I'm going to bring one more surprise caller on for you because this is important, and you're going to love it, okay? I have these two surprise callers for you, so let's bring my next one on for you.
Okay.
Hello, caller.
Hello, Jerry.
Yes, sweetie.
Yeah, who loves you, baby?
Who loves you, baby? Say hello to Walter.
Walter, I got to say something, brother. That song
there you go.
Was absolutely beautiful. And
thank you.
You're using this doo-wop music, which also is the most beautiful music that ever hit this earth. And now,
because of you,
you're putting the right words to it. So
yeah, that's what happened to
God
me. I had that heart
brother.
Change. God bless you, too.
You.
What's your name?
Well, wait, don't tell him your name yet. Sing it, baby.
All right. Okay. Kiss me each morning for a million years. Hold me each evening at your side. Tell me love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye.
Wow.
1967, Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye by the Casinos.
One of the greatest songs. That song used to bring tears to my eyes. I'd slow dance at Mother Cabrini's dance in the Bronx. Oh, my.
You know,
it's such an honor to meet you, brother.
It's now been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, how beautiful. And how much, boy, I'm telling you, we need songs like that today, don't we?
Well, yeah, you've got that one you can put some words to.
Yeah, you know, that's an easy one. You can almost sing that in church and not be embarrassed today. Not the way it is, but I could turn that into a real Holy Ghost special parody, you know?
Well,
how?
I'm going to tell you something.
Let me sing a line.
This
is how I would do it. It would go, walk with me closely for a million years. Always keep me by your side. Tell me you love me for a million years. I'll always praise you. Yes. Always praise you. Then you can call me your child. Sweeten my life with your holiness. Soften my heart with your word. Tell me you love me for a million years. I'll always praise you. Yes, I will. Yes, I'll always praise you. Then you can call me your child. Oh, man. That would be a beauty,
oh,
wouldn't
man.
It?
that's great,
a Holy
brother.
Ghost special. What a great song
yeah.
that is, my friend.
Oh, wow.
God
wow.
bless you, man. Yeah. Keeping that music alive.
Yeah, buddy. And I still do it.
Wow.
I'm still out there doing my thing, and I just turned.
You know, hey, we may be old, but we ain't cold, right, brother?
Right, you got it. I just turned 78. I've been doing this since I was 10 years
oh.
old.
Oh, so. Isn't that great? I hope I get to meet you, brother. I really do. I hope I get to meet
you. Well,
you
will, because we stop up there and see Jerry every chance I get. And we're going to try to make it back up there.
I got to tell my friend Grace Mastrangelo I just talked to you. I mean, that's Johnny Maestro's. Yes, that's Johnny Maestro's widow. She's down in Florida. She's a good friend of mine.
Me and Johnny was friends.
He's up there
right now singing. He's still doing
that's
his
right.
songs.
That's yep. right. Yeah, you know, he'll never walk alone.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Amen.
That's a fact. Yep.
I can't wait to come up alone.
Jerry, you have to do everything in your power to make arrangements for you to meet this man. I'd really love to do that.
God bless you, if you
ever record my song, please give me a copy.
Oh, I'll let you. You'll be the first to know, that's for sure. Before I even try it, I'm going to let you know. We'll work that out.
I'm going to give you guys each other's numbers. I love you. Thank you, my love.
Thank you.
God bless you, brother.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ken. Wow.
Walter, my plan got a little – my Hall of Fame producer saying I have a caller in queue that we need to take. So let's do that, and then
okay.
I promise you will finish your story. Everybody's so
okay,
excited
well, you,
about this
Hey, you're
this
the
show.
Boss. Go ahead, boss.
No,
go ahead,
no,
sister.
All right.
You got it.
We'll take one more caller, and then you'll finish your story. Here we go. Hello, caller.
Yes, I'm the lead singer from the group Cadillacs. Well, they used to call me Speedo, but my
oh,
real
no.
name
is
Magic
Man. Oh man,
what's going on?
Some people call me Speedo, but my real name is
Real
Mister. Wow, God bless.
Yes, indeed. Hey, sir. Hey, look.
That's great.
I tell you, you
That's
are definitely
great.
Truly anointed. And I'm going to get to that Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever in a moment. I might have to put on the ice. But as far as you, you're going to mess around and give Magic Man the Ghost Holy up here.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Lord.
All right, no, with no further ado, is that Hall of Famer Lifetime Achiever, is she anywhere nearby you, sir?
I'm right here, baby.
Which
one? Okay, here we go. Congratulations, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever, Jerry Petito, on your WBNN All-Time Connection record. With your 58 all-time, 6 consecutive, with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship honoring our late Hall of Famer. Look at this.
Wow. Wow. Super
you know,
congrats.
I am a little speechless right now because you helped me get there, Walter, first of all. Second
wow.
of all, God is so good. God is so good.
All the time now. Come on.
All the time. But this guy right here. He's also in the Hall of Fame. He's also a Lifetime Achiever. And you're not getting off the hook that easy, Huni Baka Tune, a.k.a. Magic Man. Tell Walter about you, please.
Well, this couple of lanes, I heard them
dog fight.
Man,
he
got
a dog
fight right now. Look, old Rocco, we're coming up. Hey, look, we tied one-on-one, so I'm looking for you and Jim. Oh, my God.
Oh,
anyway, look,
God's
I'm not going to hold you up no longer, but yes, indeed, I am International Hall of Famer myself. I was inducted.
Wow, congratulations.
In 2020, and I just got the grand news. I'm coming up for a Lifetime Achiever, too, but my show's coming up
wow.
Thursday. It'll be my 5th year anniversary with the greatest company, WBNN, and look, he's doing major things for a lot of people. So if you can, come back
wow.
and party with me, okay? Thank you, sir.
Congratulations, brother. Got to dial you up.
Thank you, Rooney.
Got to dial
you
up. Amen.
Love you now. All right, peace.
All right. God bless you.
Phew. So, Walter, now the mic
man,
is yours.
You got a crowd in here.
I got a crowd for you, baby. The mic is yours. So now I want you to tell everybody, continue your story with the heroin.
Yeah, you know, that's what I did. I started with the music business, and everybody back in the day, you know, people were doing stuff, and so I got hooked, and you know, that went away fast. You know what happens with that. Dope actually means, you know, when you start doing dope, there's only one outcome, death or prison eventually, and that's what happened. You know, there's so many people. The other day I was telling the story of my friend Barry McGuire. He had a song called Eve of Destruction. It was on the radio, and Barry was talking to me in the studio. And Barry said he was doing a line of cocaine across a pool table. And when the straw came up, he looked on the wall. There was a picture of Jimi Hendrix, Jim Morrison, and Janis Joplin. And he realized, he said, all of them were dead because either a substance or a drink. And he heard God speak to his heart saying, you're next. And so he got hit with a lightning bolt from heaven. And he said, that's it. I'm done. Stick a fork in me. And that's what happened to me. You know, I rode the train all the way down to the end, wound up with a life sentence. The judge gave me 5 years probation on it, and he said, go to rehab. So I left New York, went to Florida, and I'm doing a recording session because I was a session musician playing drums, and it was Dion from Dion and the Belmonts in the studio.
But wait.
And
wait,
I knew Dion had enough.
No, Walter, but wait, you didn't give the detail that's important to me. I want everyone to hear this. You were going away for a very long time, and the judge said, that's right, life. And tell everybody what the judge said to you, though.
Oh, man, I'll never forget that. I was in the courtroom sweating. I was sweating blood, man. I'll tell you what, just like Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane. But, you know, not really, but kind of like that. But the judge looked at my rap sheet and said, you know, you're not a violent person, but you're a knucklehead. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to give you 5 years probation on this life sentence. Go to rehab. So I left that courtroom, and I went to Miami. And that's when I got hired on a recording session for a gospel record that Dion was doing.
There you go.
Everybody in New York knew Dion, the Wanderer. In fact, he's getting ready to go on Broadway with that play. It's awesome. And I'm in there, and Dion is reading the Bible, and I said, hey, Dion, how did you stop using drugs? And he said, funny you should ask. I got born again. And I thought he was crazy. I said, what are you talking about, born again? And then he explained it to me, and he showed me in the Bible where it says you must be born again. And he said, that's what happened to me. And it changed my life from the inside out like a microwave oven. And so I got paid for that session. I went home, and I was thinking about it, but you know, I went back to the drugs, just like any good drug addict would do. And a month later, I attempted suicide in Hollywood, Florida. A police officer pulled me out of the car, put me in South Florida State Hospital. And I said, you know what? I want what Dion has. What do I got to do? And so I got out of that hospital a week later, and I got a hold of Dion. And before you know it, I'm in a church on a Wednesday night. They were having this charismatic, almost doo-wop service, and they asked me to come and pray, and that was the night I surrendered. And that was the song I was playing on in the studio, by the way. It was Dion's song called Sweet Surrender, about giving up, letting go, no strings attached. You just fall into the arms of the living God by collapsing and go, I can't do this anymore. And I became teachable at that moment, and that's when Dion hit me with the gospel and led me to Jesus, right to his front door. And I'll never forget it. I owe him my life, and he changed my life forever.
Wait, you missed one more thing. Wait, we'll get back to Dion and how you owe him your life. You missed one other little thing. The judge said you're a knucklehead because you were, and instead of doing your 5 years of probation, you ran, and, like, escaped to Florida is what you really did. You didn't say it like that.
Yeah,
that's
I slid out of there. But the probation officer said, go ahead, try and get the rehab, man. I'll give you that much of a shot. And I did.
So now,
but thank God
so
that God, you know, God hijacked me in that recording studio. And so right after that happened, I gave my heart to the Lord, and I began to learn how to live one day at a time. And God showed me everything. And boy, what a journey it's been. You know, I was to shorten it up because I know we ain't got all night. 12 years into my walk, I started traveling with Dion all over the world, and I started sharing my story. And to make a long story short, you know, I hit the bottom, and I got back on drugs again. That's what can happen to anybody who is clean right now and walk, even walking with the Lord, if you take your eyes off of God, you'll sink like a rock. That's how important our walk with God is. Every day, you can't get a vacation. You got to dig in with the Lord every day. And God rescued me again after I walked away from him again. And I wound up in California, and I wound up in a rehab. But I surrendered. I said, Lord, I'm so sorry I did this to your testimony and my life. And all I could hear him say was, that was then, and this is now. Are you ready to get right now? And I did in 1994. My life changed, and I got right on it. Man, it was incredible. He met me right at my point of need. So you can't go back to yesterday. It's gone. And tomorrow's not here yet. All we got is right now. So if you're listening to me right now, reach out. God is right where you are right now. He's everywhere. He's the Alpha and the Omega. It's so beautiful. Jerry, and I thank you for letting me share that, because some people are locked in, maybe in a hotel room right now, and they're ready to jump out a window.
Right.
I remember that but God met me at that need.
This is what we're going to do. We're going to play another one of your tracks. But before we do that, real quick, tell everyone how old you are, please. It's very important.
How old would you feel if you didn't know how old you were? I'm 72.
I'm begging you. Okay, there's a 72. Reason why this is important, so that people out there understand it doesn't matter your age. God will meet you no matter where you are, how old you are, how young you are.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Okay, look at this man's life now. All right, you know what? Let's play another one of your tracks, and then we'll get back to it.
Pick a winner.
Here we go, baby.
Love, he saves me.
Yes, I do. Wow. Yes. Okay. I'll tell you what. Let's give everybody real quick your website, first of all, and you can do it again also.
Yeah, that's,
and then we're
going to
take
our really
next
important.
Caller. Yes.
That's really important because on my website, santosministries.org, it's on the web, santosministries.org. There's an addiction help page with all the programs that I work with. I'm about ready to fly out to California because I have a woman's home out there that I work with that takes women that are addicted. It's called the Hoving Home. And all the contact information is on that addiction help page on santosministries.org. And you can also get some of my music on there too. A lot of information is a video that the 700 Club did about my story of being addicted on the streets and how God grabbed me. And everything that song sang about, me and my producer did that in the studio in L.A. I have the greatest music team that we put stuff together, and it comes out so anointed of God, and I get to sing in prisons and drug programs and homes. And the programs that I work with, they're all over the country, and they help so many people get back on track. Remember, you're not without hope. That's the message tonight. There's hope, and it's available right now if you reach out. And if you have loved ones, let them know. There's a place where God does the healing. And you can contact it on that page. Again, santosministries.org.
Beautiful. Oh, my goodness. I have chills. That song. All right, let's take our caller. But we got to talk about that song. Okay, caller.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready.
Hello, caller.
Ready.
Say hello, caller. It could be
hello,
you.
Hello, caller.
There we go. Hi, sweetie.
Hello?
We heard you. Hello?
Hello?
Okay,
all right, hopefully the caller's there.
Yes, I hear her. What's your name?
No, the caller's not there. We'll go to another caller. We'll bring her back. We'll bring her back in a minute.
Okay.
All right, caller number two, you're on the line right now with, of course, Jerry Petito, the Jerry Petito Show.
Good evening, everyone. It's Genesis Amaris Kemp. Hey, Jerry, how are you?
Good, Genesis. How are you?
I'm doing well. I was just calling in to support you and your guest tonight and let you know that I was enjoying the show, and you always have an amazing guest that comes on to share their wisdom, and it's incredible to hear that he's 72 and, you know, he overcame the various trials and tribulations, and now he is doing his part to give back and shine a light on Jesus and how Jesus saved him, and how he also, you know, listened to Dion, and Dion was a saving grace for him to just get his life back on track, and now he's doing it through his music, women's groups, homes, and et cetera. So, yeah, just loving the segment tonight.
Genesis,
oh,
thank
God
you,
bless
sweetheart.
You, Genesis, thank you for calling in.
Love you, and I love the name, right, Genesis? She's one of our hosts as
in
well.
The beginning.
Thank you, sweetheart.
God bless you.
That's great.
God bless you. Thank
yes.
you, Genesis.
She's beautiful. She has a show here as well. Oh, Genesis. Do we have another caller, Brother O?
And you know we do. We'll bring on this next caller right here, been waiting so patiently. Caller in line right now with the Jerry Pititto Show right here at WBNN.
Hi, this is Bob. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yeah. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Bobby.
Yeah.
Hey,
this your brother.
Bobby. Oh, that's
yeah.
my brother, man. He used to chase me when I was doing bad stuff out there, man. We got a ministry now called Cops and Robbers.
Yeah,
hi,
I'm a retired
Bob.
Cop. I've known Walter for almost 30 years now, and he is like a great, great brother in the Lord. And if there's a man that absolutely no selfishness in him, it's Walter. He has so much compassion for so many people. Throughout the years, he's just been a great person helping other people. And as a retired cop, and I'm not the one who pulled him over, though. I didn't pull you over, though, did I?
No, I wish you had, because you're such a nice guy yourself.
Well, you did mention in your testimony, you did mention that a cop did pull you over and sent you to rehab.
Uh-huh.
Well, if the cop didn't roll up on me when I was attempting suicide, Robert, I would have been dead.
Yeah.
He saved my life. He saved my life, gave me CPR, and, man, I'll tell you what, it changed me forever. I was able to run into Dion after that, and Dion led me to the Lord.
Well, you're a blessing in my life. I mean, Jesus changed my life radically like he did yours. And
I'm so grateful.
God works. He sends that lightning bolt right to your life.
That's right. Right. And that's what we're praying somebody tonight, that would happen to them.
That's right.
Bob,
and I'm 72, too.
You're 72, too. Wait, I have to tell you something. Bob, I have to tell you something. I'm not sure if I told Walter this. I might have. But first of all, thank you for your service, of course.
Thank you.
I have cops
yes.
in my family, and I'm, you know, I love cops. But I have to tell you something. A cop saved my life. I was 30
wow.
years old, and I was downtown Trenton. Are you ready for this? 1990, in my 1990 Eldorado black and gold Cadillac with Elvis license plates. Talk about flashing.
Wow.
No, right?
That
would have
been easy to pull over.
Okay, how stupid. But yet that car saved my life, because that cop
wow.
was an unmarked police car and recognized my plates from being at the courthouse, because I had a beauty salon, and my clients were – even the judges, municipal court judges. And he pulled
wow.
me over. He pulled
That's
me
how
over.
God
with my, listen, he pulled me over
how
with my drug dealer in the back. And he said, he went and called the municipal court judge, came back to my car and said, Judge so-and-so said, Jerry, get this guy out of your car now and go home, get help, get sleep. And I did.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, cops saved my life, too, so I love cops.
That's
okay?
so beautiful. Thank God. Thank
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Cops saved me, too, because it was down at the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir when I wasn't saved. I didn't know Jesus at all, and I used to tell all the guys, take their Bibles and shove it up in dark places, and I didn't want to know anything about Jesus until I went down. I was asked to videotape some type of a cop thing going on, and so I went down to the tabernacle. I walked in there, and on the right hand side were all these uniformed NYPD cops, all in uniform, and on the left hand side were all these guys in these orange clothes. Now, you know what guys are when they're in orange clothes? They're convicts.
Yep.
This
yep.
was convict
wow.
and cop night, and they were all standing there praising the Lord. Did I just walk into the Twilight Zone TV show?
That's beautiful.
I'm in. I'm a cop. Yeah, I know. You know, that's where I met Alvin Slaughter and all these guys, and it was different. But it was an NYPD cop that was the first one to witness to me about Jesus, and that was my
wow.
My trip to the Lord. So, and now I'm blessed.
Wow.
With
wow.
Praise the Lord.
Now,
thank you, Bob.
There is my life. Yeah.
Thank you so
you.
Much, my brother.
Bob, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank
you
for know, calling in, Bobby.
Yep. God bless you. We have more callers, Walter. You are
man,
so popular.
I'm telling you why.
All right, let's take our next
that's
caller.
That's your show. It's your show that's popular.
Yeah, yeah. Me and you together, baby. Let's take our next caller.
Jerry Pititto, the Jersey Jewel. This is
hi.
Terrence Strength, Jerry.
thanked her.
She's like, who is this?
Oh, that's great. How are you, sweetie?
Listen, I'm doing great. I'm really enjoying your show. I love hearing the stories of people getting, of hearing everyone changing their life for the better, the struggle, the comeback, and the praise and appreciation for understanding what has happened to their lives. I'm really enjoying hearing these stories. And it's really good to hear, you know, hear a narrative for police officers other than what we normally hear, just helping you guys turn your lives around. It's really great to hear those stories.
That's right.
And I'm really enjoying hearing those stories of retribution and, you know, endurance and, you know, the setback and then the comeback. Because we all love a comeback story, you know, and everything. So this is great. You show Jerry, and you've been doing this for a long time. And listen, you're doing what you do. And yeah, I love your guest.
Right.
I love his voice for one.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother.
Yes, and you know, I'm calling in to support your show. I'm really enjoying the show, so I'm really
Terrace, calling in to support your show. Don't go anywhere yet, Walter. Terrace is such a beautiful man, inside and out. He's got some awards coming his way as well. Terrace, share with everyone, please.
My name is Terrace. The show is Terrace Strength, the Know Your Right show. I have a show on May 10th, Spirituality, A New Perspective. And I just try to have shows to talk about spirituality from a little bit of a different perspective. But at, in the end, it's the same. It's the same story as yours. It's about expansion and growth and us trying to do better and be better people and be better in our relationships and stuff. So same story.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Keep pumping out that hope.
Yes.
Wait a minute, Walter Chang. Jersey Jewell. This man right now is the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting nominee. Congratulations, Terrace Strength.
Congratulations,
brother.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Jerry.
I'm just trying to hang with this crew. You know what I mean? It's a tough crew to hang
that's
with.
Great.
So I'm sure you
that's
understand.
Right.
We're
a good
you know
crew.
What I mean? Yeah, it's a tough
That's
crew
right.
to hang
That's
with.
Beautiful.
He's got a lot of superstars on his network, you know. I'm trying to fit in where I can, you know.
That's it, beautiful. Keep pumping that hope.
He's amazing.
Yes.
He's amazing. Thank you, Terrace.
Yes, so
thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you. We have another caller.
Yes, we have another caller.
Maybe it's my landlord looking for the rent check.
Hi, Walter, and peace and blessings to you both, Jerry.
Hi.
Oh, God bless
you
too.
How are you, Sister Bessie?
Hi. I'm enjoying your show. You know, I'm calling in to give my support.
Thank you.
And I want to thank Walter for telling his story. We can help
thank
a lot
you so
of
much.
People when we tell our story. It gives other people
exactly.
strength. And thank you for that.
That's right. That's right. That's it. That's the hope we need.
Yes.
Especially today, more than ever.
That's right. Sister Bessie.
Yes.
Don't go anywhere yet, sweetheart, okay? Please don't go anywhere yet. So, Walter, I love this woman here, okay? She's a host on WBNN. And give her a word of encouragement. That's all I'm going to say. I love her.
Well, you know, it says, in him we live, breathe, and have our very being. I love the scriptures because when I came to the Lord, before that I used to go to hotel rooms and I'd be on the road with all these bands and everybody would be doing their thing. And I'd go back to the hotel and put my beer can on top of the Bible. I would never read it. And then after I surrendered and God came into my heart, you know, I prayed that prayer. The Lord came in and I opened that Bible for the first time, and I opened it up, and I started to see the love that God was speaking to me. And it says, faith comes by hearing the word of God. So I started to read it, and my faith started to change. It started to pump up, and I started to praise the Lord. And God began to renew my mind through his word. And today, it's beautiful. Instead of listening to the blues on TV, And if you turn it on tonight, you'll really get blue, let me tell you. But if you open his word tonight, he'll speak to your heart and tell you that he loves you, he created you, he knows you, he knows everything about you, everything you're going through, and he'll fill your life with purpose and joy and love and peace. I never dreamed at 72 years old, after what I did to myself, that God would do this to me and use me the way he does. And it's all about helping others. That's really what the key is, reaching out and helping people. I love going to jails. I love going to the rescue mission. I love going where there's broken people because I can pump love and hope into them. And that's what we got to do today, pump that hope up to people. Keep hope alive, as they used to say. Jesse Jackson used to say that all the time. I never knew what he meant. Keep hope alive. And now I know what he means.
Well. I love what Walter just said. First of all, I want to give honor to the person who did call in, Huni Bakatun, who's this year's Lifetime Achievement Award winner for the Hall of Fame, elect. And, of course, this young lady here, more can I say, the 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, Sister Bessie the Truth, also last year's Host of the Year at this network.
That's right.
Wow. Congratulations, Bessie.
Yes. Sister Bessie,
you.
I love you. And
I
thank
love you
too. For calling in, sweetheart.
All right.
God bless
thank
you.
And we have another
what
caller,
great
baby.
Great people you have.
Yes.
They keep
yes.
coming in.
We have another caller.
Hello.
Caller.
Hi. Hey, Jerry. Calling. This is Angela, just calling in to support tonight. Enjoying your
Hi,
show.
Angela.
Hi to your special guest.
How are you?
Hello. God bless you.
All right. I'm okay. I cannot complain. I won't complain. I tell you, just hearing your guest testimony, I have no reason to complain.
Amen.
So
me
I
too.
Thank you.
Me too.
I'm enjoying this
You're
show.
Welcome.
We need more shows like this. Thank you for being transparent tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless you right where you are right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Angela,
I receive. Yes.
Do not go anywhere. You had a birthday recently, if I saw correctly. Yes?
I did. My birthday was April the 1st. I turned 47 years old.
Oh, April the 1st.
Man, you're a youngster.
Just popped up. Happy birthday. Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Only one will not do. Yeah. Jesus Christ loves you, and we love you, too. I got it in.
That's
I got
awesome.
It in.
Angela, tell Walter when your show is on, please.
So my show is on tomorrow night. I have the privilege
Hello.
Of being in between two amazing individuals, Huni Bakatun and Jerry Petito. So I'll be on
wow.
tomorrow night. I am Walking in Purpose
wow.
with Angela. I'm going to have four amazing males on. We're talking about legacy, and we're talking about I am my brother's keeper, and I just
That's
want
right.
to encourage
That's
my
right.
males. That's what I'm
That's
doing
right.
on tomorrow night. So if you
oh,
guys
well, God
are available,
bless your show.
Please
yes.
stop by if you're available.
So,
Amen. All
one,
right.
And thank you.
One last
yes.
thing. But wait, one last thing, Walter. So she's being a little modest, because normally what happens the night after my show is she steals my crown with the award. Okay? She's going to steal my crown tomorrow, and I hope she does, okay? I love passing the crown to her. Okay?
It's you know what? It's funny she
wow.
said that, because, you know, Jerry just hit her sixth consecutive, and tomorrow night
wow.
this young lady has the opportunity to break seven in a row. Outstanding performance
yeah.
from
Come on, man.
Angela Thomas-Smith. All right, now.
Man, you got
Amen.
Going on, so, man. I'm telling you.
There we go.
You
thank
some
you,
good
Angela.
People here.
Thank you. So
well, thank you, Jerry.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetheart. Yes, I'll be
Beautiful.
Calling in tomorrow. So we have another caller in queue. Let's take our
Hello.
Next caller. Hello. Hello.
Bring it.
Hello.
Hello. Who's calling?
Hello.
Hi, who's calling?
Hi, my name is Andrea.
Hi.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
I love that
calling,
name.
Baby.
I love that name.
I'm the
Hi,
wife.
Hi, Andrea. I know. Hi.
Hi,
how are
my
you, sweetheart?
Sister. How are you?
I'm so
Life
good.
Is but a dream. It's what you
Sing
make.
To your wife. Go ahead. There it is.
Oh, life. Only you can make this world seem right. That's my sweetheart.
There it is.
That's my sweetheart. My first lady.
I loved meeting you as well. It was so amazing meeting you guys. And you're in my town. You're in my town, okay?
I know.
Right.
We are neighbors.
Together.
We are neighbors. We are very close.
This is crazy.
I just wanted to call in just to say thank you so much. It's just that I'm enjoying the show. Thank you for the opportunity. And, you know, if I could just encourage anyone, Santos and I were both in our late 40s, very, very broken people, and the Lord hooked us up and gave us a life that we could never imagine.
The Holy
And Lord. If anyone is struggling and feel like they have no hope and they've messed up and things have gone wrong, don't run away from Jesus. Run to him because
he's the
great fixer. He unscrambles the eggs in our lives, and
Hallelujah.
As we turn
That's
our
right.
lives over to him, he just dries all our tears and turns our scars into stars. So if you're struggling tonight, just hang in. He has something planned for you that you could not imagine.
That's right.
Oh,
good
amen.
Word, Andy.
Andrea, at the very end of the show, I want you to hang on because I'm going to close with one of my Jesus poems, okay? And I want you to hear it. God is so good. What you just said, you just gave me chills as well. I needed all this tonight, and I know so many others out there needed to hear all this tonight. Thank you, Andrea. Wow.
God bless you.
God bless you my wife.
Wow. Wow, 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 okay.
I get to go
chills.
Home to her
I have chills. Isn't that amazing? Okay, so we have another caller. Let's take our next caller. Wow, wow.
Before that caller comes on, I got something for Brother Walter. And I never forget, you know, my father being a pastor, you know, in the Church of God in Christ. And sometimes he'll allow his six-year-old son to sing a song. And I'd be nervous as all get out, I mean, bad nervous, right? And so the song I was singing in the junior chorus was, Jesus gave me water, Jesus gave me water, Jesus gave me water, I want to let us praise as well. Jesus gave me living water, gave me that everlasting water. Oh, Lord, and it was not from the well.
Yeah.
It was the one from Samaria, came to the well to get some water. There she met a stranger who did that story tell. That woman dropped the pitcher. That woman was made richer from the water he gave her. And it was not from the well. Jesus gave her water. Jesus gave the water. Jesus gave the water. Let us praise as well. Jesus gave her living water. Gave her that everlasting water. Oh, Lord, and it was not from the way.
Beautiful. Wait in the water. Wait in the water, children. That was beautiful.
Wait a minute, I got the caller now, and I'll be really patient and bring this caller on right now. And this caller actually is our brand new commissioner of WBNN, the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Doctor.
Hey, everybody. Hey.
Hi, Chinchilla.
There
How are you?
Is none like
Getting happy
you.
Now.
Yeah.
Oh,
amazing.
Mighty God, there is none like you. I give praise, O Prince of Peace, for you are my righteousness. I give you praise.
Wow.
For that is what I long to do. I worship you. I worship you.
Amen, all the way.
I worship you.
You just
how y'all doing tonight? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How are you, Jerry? And how are you, Walter? How are you doing?
Oh, my God.
Blessed beyond measure. Thank you, sister, for that gift.
Thank you for your gift, both of you. I'm truly enjoying the show tonight. Gospel doo-wop. Wow. I am truly enjoying it tonight. And it's a great transition from last night, because last night was Merck City, and it was a lot of rap and profanity.
Yeah.
And now tonight it's the gospel doo-wop. And I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And you have a wonderful gift.
Thank you.
God has blessed you,
with
a wonderful gift. Yes, he has. And, Jerry, I am so glad to hear your voice nice and strong tonight.
Oh,
and so I'm glad that God has touched you and healed your body.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's amazing. Yeah. So you just sang with Walter, baby.
Man, I was right there with you. Right there with
yes, you.
Yes,
you were. Yes, you were.
Yes, you
were.
All right, I'm being told we have more callers, baby. We have more callers. Chinchilla, thank
you,
sweetheart.
Listen, y'all, this person here, the 2021 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year, as well as our now fifth reigning commissioner, the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Yes.
And host of New Forum.
Oh, host of New Forum, yes. Yes, tell them when
it's every Sunday night.
Remember now, that's what you're supposed to say. You're right. Yeah, you better said it.
There you go.
Yeah, Sunday night we'll have a more wrongful conviction cases on with inmates calling in live from prison to tell their stories.
Wow, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes. Well, thank you again so much for blessing my soul tonight with your wonderful gift. And, Jerry, God bless both of you.
God bless you too, sweetheart. Love you too. Thank you. Wow. Wow. Okay. So let's take our next caller. Wow.
Damn.
Hello?
You ever hear the word say unmuted? And you're like, oh, God, do I live in fear or do I live in prosperity? I'm losing my mind right now. You know what? I'm so stupid, right? I said there's no way I ain't going to miss my day to say, Jerry Potato!
Oh, my. You don't need a mic.
Oh, my God. Look, I'm looking at my phone right now. It says 15% remaining. Well, that means I got a little bit of time. I'm trying
God
to
will
say,
power you up.
What did I just listen to? Listen, I'm over here on the other side doing a radio show right now, literally, because I went through hell today. I seen a person treat me like I missed out on an opportunity to make good money cutting down trees, and they're like, "Yo, man, can you come by with me and chill out with me? I'm getting my truck done, and be done." But they didn't have the respect to tell me that the truck's not done. Made me miss out on good money because I was supposed to do three jobs. So now, when I heard the lady speaking, and I just got on the show late because Brother O would tell you. But God is so good that you do not worry about nothing. And he will show you.
That's right. That's right.
The truth. Now, the other bad part about it
is
I had texts that wasn't appropriate. I even had phone calls that wasn't appropriate. But if you just say, and this is what I'm learning, if you talk to somebody, right, that's from a different society or a different land, and they talk to you like, gibberish. Like, say you talking to somebody and you don't know what they're saying. Like, I don't understand a lot of people who talk about that. You know, Zimbabwe. I might talk to them and be like, yeah, all right, what? Yeah, that's
from the Bronx.
And I will smile in their face just like they talk like me. I'm talking to them like, yo, what's up, nigga? They're like, Yeah. Yeah, we smile.
You,
so if you
remind me of that song by Symphony Six.
I'm just saying, if you allow things to go over your head because you don't understand what they're saying, it won't affect you.
Yeah.
And I've started realizing
that's right.
And that's
yeah.
God,
yeah,
because
right.
that's why God did what he did. When everybody was able to understand
right.
each other, he saw the confusion. So he said, you know what?
I'm
going to pump y'all. I'm going to separate all y'all because some of y'all just don't need to be here. And if y'all keep it up, I'm going to bring water and take you out of here.
Hello.
What you did.
Hello.
Now we got a new world order where everybody's like, I don't want to believe in faith no more. I just want to believe in the science. Now we already got
that's
Dr.
Right.
Fauci gone, but now he came back. So now we're looking like believe in the science, but what about God? You forgot to have faith as small as a mustard seed. So now we're looking
that's
like...
Right.
What's going to happen if we go by fire? They already give you a tornado. They're giving you a hurricane. But what if you don't know your own name? What if you don't know who you are? What if you're walking around and people disrespect you so bad, you don't even know what to do but commit suicide, and that's what the devil wants you to? Y'all got to wake
right.
the heck up. I'm
yeah,
seeing
right.
so many things right now I never knew I was going to see because I put it out there on the industry, and I told the devil straight up, I ain't scared
uh-huh.
of you, you punk nigga. I mean, punk whatever. You know what I mean? Because I know my guy, if I didn't die from these car accidents and by eating some daggone rice and almost dying, what am I going to be afraid of a man for? God said, fear no man and trust no man. Or what? Trust no one, but trust him. So when you're broke my daggone wind because I'm like, oh my goodness, this is for real. This is here right now. And Jerry, thank you, lady, for breaking wind
yeah.
so everybody can smell it. And brother, I don't even
that's
get
right.
a little name I just caught on just now.
Walter,
but
his name
is
Walter.
Oh, thank you, brother.
Yeah, Walter. Yeah. I'm just saying, Walter, you seen things,
yeah.
and I made up something today, and I don't know why it came
yeah.
out of me, but I said, one thing I know about me, I'm going to go through trials and tribulations.
That's right.
And
that's right.
experimentations. And I don't know
yeah.
where the experimentations came out, but I thought about it because everybody wants to treat you like an experiment, even the government.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to
yeah.
know who you are. You got to understand
that's
that you
right.
are a
in
king
Christ.
Or a queen, ladies out there. And remember,
right.
God loves you. Forget about anybody
that's
else
right.
who hate on you or want to tear you out the daggone frame. Remember that God said
right.
the only reason why you're here because people died in 2021. You're here in 2022.
That's right. And God
well,
gave
God,
his life
to me.
I love you.
I
love you,
dog,
man.
I will die. And my topic
amen.
Is what is the definition of respect to you in 2022? And I'll give you more of the that or the that or that later. But right now,
okay.
there's a lot of calls coming in, and God darn it, Jerry, girl, you better.
Love you, baby. Love you, Will of God. Thank you.
God bless
wow.
you, brother.
Oh, wow. Oh, he's crazy, and I love him. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're all crazy.
We're all crazy. I think we have another caller.
I'm crazy in love with the Lord. Come on, bring on that other caller.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Ricardo Rashad. With Trenton Meigs. I just wanted to say, like, it's amazing, like, you know, the show that I was listening to. I felt like you guys was about to go into praise and worship. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Like,
yeah.
so I feel like I needed it. And I always get excited, like, when I hear about Jesus. So
amen.
It was just, it's just amazing. Like, the show so far has been really good.
Thank you, Ricardo.
So wait, Ricardo,
that's what it's all
do
about.
Not go anywhere. Do not go anywhere. I have to tell Walter just a speck about our story, okay? Just
all
a
right.
speck. So this young man, first of all, he's now a host on WBNN. He lives in Trenton, New Jersey, near us. He does
come
a,
on now.
He wrote a script. He wrote a documentary called Hurt People, Bitter and Broken. And I want him to
yes.
do one, Healed People, Heal People. But how we met was, and we prayed. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't sleep. On my phone, on Facebook, whatever, whatever. this young man messages me. I don't know him from Adam. So this young, I'm going to say it, this young black male messages me in the middle of the night, okay? Asking if he can talk to me. And guess what God said? Yes. So not only did I talk to him, I prayed with him. He was outside of a club, had a few too many, and we prayed.
Yeah.
And this young man owns a piece of my heart. Ricardo, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, that was a holy hookup.
That's right.
That was a holy hookup.
Tell everyone.
I like that holy hookup. I like that. I like
it
that.
Is.
I just wanted to say, I felt real inspired or whatever. And just like I said, you guys singing and talking about God has been good. Jerry's been a blessing in my life. I'm so glad to know her. You know, like just the radio show is one thing, but to know her personally and what she's been in my life for the last, I don't know, since I think 2018, so for the last 4 years. So I'm just really, really grateful for you and grateful for tonight.
Ditto.
It's beautiful. Beautiful.
Ditto.
Tell
everyone when your show is on, love. Yep.
All right, you guys. I should be back. I believe it's the 25th at 9:30. You guys, please stay tuned. I get to interview a fashion designer out of Atlanta, and her fashion design is called Pray and Push. So the thing about it is you pray about it, and then after you pray and you give it to God, you just push and move forward. So I'm really excited
That's beautiful.
To talk to somebody about, you know, one thing about a relationship with God, you know, in the Bible, in Proverbs chapter 3 and 4 and 5, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not towards your own understanding. And talks about acknowledging God in all your ways. So the fact that this woman is doing something with fashion and she's acknowledging God in her fashion, I think it's so beautiful. So no matter whatever you're doing, you at work, just we got to acknowledge God in all that we do. So I just want to
say, baby.
Keep on keeping on with that, brother.
Wait a minute. This young man will be celebrating his one-year anniversary this month, in the month of May.
Wow.
So I can't believe how time has flown. Ricardo Richard, I'm so proud of him. And what more can we say? We got another call on the line right now, Jerry, and it's going on.
Yes. Here we go.
Yo, this is the one, the only M-O-O-D-Y Black. Moody Black, Jerry.
Moody Black, baby.
This is Moody Black, baby.
How
are
you
doing?
Say hi to Walter, man.
Man, I just
came
in and say much love. Yes, Moody Black, the one and only.
Oh,
the one and only.
Take a
low, Tony. I know. Man, it's Moody Black.
You remember that song? I'm old because I remember that. There I go.
There I go. Yeah.
James Moody. Oh, man, what a jazz song. Praise the Lord.
I just came to show some love, to tell you to continue doing what you're doing, find people to find a blessing in the lesson. You know what I'm saying?
Love you, Moody. Tell everybody what your show
beautiful.
Is.
Man, my next show is May 26th. Y'all come through, show love, share some poems. My feature is My King Michelle, upcoming author.
Wow.
Interviewing her, and plus I have another fun bracket. Hopefully, Brother Oak can chime in. Brother Oak was stepping in the line his last time. We did the best band in the 70s and 80s. And, Brother Oak had
cool.
something to say about that.
Very cool. Oh,
but,
my gosh.
Thank you again. Thank y'all.
Moody Black, love you, man. Thank you.
God bless
love you.
You.
Love you back. Well, y'all have a wonderful evening.
You too, sweetheart.
You too, brother.
I love Moody Black. Walter, we have another caller in queue. I believe it's our 12th caller, and then we're going to play a track after that, okay?
Okay.
So let's take our 12th caller. Hello? Someone say hello. It might be you. I'm not sure. Okay. Brother O, do you want to take us to the track and we'll get back to the caller?
Hey, sit down and relax. by the power vested in us by God, we're going to do up you in Jesus' name.
Woo.
Come on now.
Bom, 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 shadurda, bom, 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 shadurda, bom, shadurda, bom, shadurda, bom, bom, shadurda, bom, 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 shadurda, bom, 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 shadurda, bom, 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 shadurda, bom, bom, shadurda, bom, bom, bom.
I started back in New York City, shoo-doo-wopping with my friends, singing in five-part harmony. In a street corner symphony, today I'm serving my Lord Jesus, singing everywhere I can, to all who will listen to me. In the street corner symphony, singing doo-wop, shoo-be-doo-doo-wop, shoo-be-doo-doo-wop, shoo-be-doo, Jesus street corner symphony, oh doo-wop, shoo-be-doo-doo-wop, shoo-be-doo-doo-wop. Shoo-be-doo, Jesus Street Corner Symphony. Well, I'm taking a living Jesus to a dying humanity. He's the only one who frees us from a life of slavery. Things he has done, he's become the melody of my street corner symphony, singing doo-wop, shoo-be-doo, doo-wop, shoo-be-doo, doo-wop, shoo-be-doo, Jesus street corner symphony, oh doo-wop, shoo-be-doo, doo-wop, shoo-be-doo, doo-wop, shoo-be-doo, Jesus street corner symphony. Well, I'm taking a living Jesus to a dying.
Before Jerry Petito comes on here, Mr. Walter J. Santos, I want to say a thing that has been historic tonight. Jerry Petito is the first host in WBNN history to have 13 callers. I'm talking about calling in. You know what I mean? You know, breaking a record that was tied by Chinchilla J. And Tara Strength. So that's amazing in itself. So. What a wonderful night tonight.
Wow.
And, you know, now, your final thoughts?
Jerry.
Whoa.
Wow. I tell you what, man, this has been an honor and a joy to listen to everybody's testimony and everybody's calling from God to do this, to give hope to this lost and dying world that's struggling so hard right now. But God is on the throne, and he loves each and every one of you. And I'm so glad that you allowed me to come on and do this tonight and share some of my gospel doo-wop. Man, God bless you.
Listen,
bless
man.
Come back again soon.
Wait a minute, Walter. We got number 14 on the line. Number 14.
Whoa.
The 14th call on the line. The last call of the night. Let's go.
Oh, my goodness. Hello, Carla.
Hello, Jerry. Hello,
yes.
Jerry.
Yes. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
Mo Garman. Hi, sweetheart. Say hello to Walter, baby.
That's who I wanted to call in. Hi, Walter. You are such an inspiration.
Oh, thank you.
I know my family has dealt with addiction, and your story is just so inspirational. When people have lost all hope, I want to share that story. It's awesome.
Yes, thank you so much. That's what it's all about, pumping that hope up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank God. You know, and we don't give up, and we don't give in to fear and discouragement. We keep hoping for the – and the Lord's got it. He's ready to deliver it right on the spot. That's what happened to me.
Right. Your stories are truly life-changing, and I'm really enjoying the show tonight.
Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that.
Mo Garman, tell everyone when your show is on, beautiful.
My show is on Friday, May the 20th, and we'll be talking about family secrets.
Amen. Amen. That's
well,
beautiful.
My mom's family has a lot of secrets, man. Anyway, Mo, I want you to stay on till the end because I'm going to be reading one of my poems I wrote about Jesus.
Okay.
You'll love it. All right, sweetheart. Thank you, Mo.
Thank you, Mo.
She's amazing. So, Walter, before I bring on my producer, is there any other last words you would like to say?
Yes, if everybody's got a Bible nearby, crack it open tonight and look at Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 14 through 21 and read that before you go to bed. That's called the prayer of the Ephesians. In essence, what it says in verse 20, now to him is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we think or ask. I mean, that's amazing. Think about that.
Amazing.
It goes outside the time realm, man. That's how God is. Unlimited resources. So read that, chapter 3, 14 through 21 tonight, the prayer of the Ephesians, before you go to sleep and tell God you love him and watch what happens to your life and start serving him every day, looking for pump hope into people. That's what I live for. And, boy, God always delivers. He always carries me through bladder cancer, heart disease. Now I was overweight. Now I'm getting in shape. But God helps me with every struggle. And he'll do that for you, too. So don't give up and don't give in to fear and discouragement. Thank you so much, Jerry, for having me tonight.
Amen. I want to say thank you to you before I bring on Ngozi because I am so honored to have you as my guest again and your wife for calling in. I just love both of you. God bless you both. You're amazing. And
thank
the best
you.
Part, Walter, is you guys live close to me, so we are going to see each other. Having
Hello.
Okay. Hello. Having said that, guess what, everybody? It's Ngozi time. That's right. Here's your mother's and father's favorite producer, Hall of Famer, Brother O.
That was wonderful for Jerry to say that. Tonight has been a very historic night, and it's wonderful. With the help of Chinchilla Jonesia and the legendary Merc City Hip Hop program, this is the third straight championship. This is what I love to see. I want to see growth. That's what we want here at this network. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Let us continue to do it. Congratulations to the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever for the class of 2021. The International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrinee for the class of 2019. And the 2019 WBNN Host of the Year, Deanna Waddell Award recipient, the Jesuit Jewel, Ms. Jerry Petito. On her 59th O&E, you know, I got caught with O&E Dynasty. We're still O&E Dynasty. But WBNN, all-time connection record tonight with the Darlene Lawrence Championship. It is one for her sixth consecutive. And, sorry, she tied, you know, is tied with the longest streak, and that is with Miss Ansa Thomas-Smith. We'll be on tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern Daylight, with Walking in Purpose. Right here at WBNN. We also have advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. And, of course, we're at Pinterest. We're at Instagram and Twitter at Ngozi Time, Oladele Malewa Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, oledele.ngozi.com. The 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcast and lifetime achiever elect. But most importantly, I'm your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewa Ngozi, saying good night and good luck. So all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now back to the wonderful Jersey Jewel. It's Jerry Petito.
So, guys, I am so blessed tonight, and I hope you are all as blessed as I was tonight with this show. I want to read everybody a poem
That's actually in my book that I wrote titled Jesus. So many religions have surfaced today, most of us wonder which one's the right way. You won't find them in there because God said it clear, you won't work your way into heaven, my dear. Most big religions have put God away. They want your alliance and what you can pay. With Jesus nailed upon that cross before his last breath he took, his words were spoken for us to hear. It is finished, and left us his book. I'm not ashamed to proclaim his name. I'm not ashamed. It's God I claim. The world stirs hate, but God stirs love. The world who lost faith, it's found up above. The world says God's a myth. The world says God is fake. God says I'm really here. God says I'm no mistake. It was then that I heard him as clear as can be. I'm here and I care. I made you for me. You are not alone. I will lead the way. I will never leave you. Your price I did pay. I'll protect you and guide you as long as you want. Tell me your sorrows. I'm your confidant. I'm your heavenly father. You're my earthly kid. There was a price on you to the highest of bid. It was then that I marked you and said you were mine. I knew at that moment you were made to shine. I'll never put rules on the way you should live. I gave you free will from my life I did give. You have the choice. The choice is yours. There are two choices behind each doors. One choice is distant, and it will bring gain. One choice is closer, and it will bring gain. But the other one is further, and it will bring pain. The cross I was nailed to for you. Not in religion's name. It was you that I knew. Self-righteous will pay. Trust me on this. If they ever judge you, them I'll dismiss. Everyone sins. That's why I came. No one is better than you in my name. Self-righteous will perish. I won't call them home. Stay humbled and loyal. In heaven you'll roam. I can't come to you till you let me in. I'll open my arms, and I'll cleanse your sin. Father God, I do thank you for sending your son to shed his blood for me. Then he said it was done. When Jesus took up the cross, he died on it for you. You now need to accept him so he can make you new. Ask him to take over because you are way too weak. I promise strength he'll give you if only Jesus you seek. The lost are broken, the broken are lost, condemning your soul, not sparing the cost. God says, listen, I'm here for you. Just come to me, I'll make you new. You laugh at him and curse his name. You laugh at him and curse his name. You dance with evil in this war game. When Jesus said it is finished, they took him off that cross. He rose from the dead, so your soul wasn't lost. He no longer dangles on the cross from that day. He's free from that cross. Jesus now made the way. We wear a cross because we're his kid, to be reminded what this man did. Come as you are and don't pretend. He knows all things, beginning to end. I cried out one night, whoever's out there, please show me the truth. Does anyone care? It is finished were his last words. His flock will now be saved, marching in herd. It is finished, I know he said. Now you can live and not be dead. Ask Jesus to free you of bondage Satan holds. Ask Jesus to stand guard as the Bible now unfolds. All that was written is being played out. Will you be ready or will you have doubt? Will you be ready the day he returns or left behind to feel the burns? My prayer is this, that you take heed to know the reason Jesus did bleed. The time is near. It really is. Will you be ready to say you're his? Thank you, everyone, and thanks for putting up with my sore throat. Good night, everybody.